Have you ever had the feeling that something was wrong and you didn't know what to do about it? That's the way Peter, John, and the other disciples of Jesus felt. But Jesus knew what to do, so he led them to the olive grove to pray. They all had been told that one of them had turned into an enemy, a betrayer, and he was going to turn Jesus over to his enemies.
"Sit here while I pray."
Then he took Peter, James, and John with him a little farther on and said,
"My soul is very sorrowful unto death. Stay here and watch."
Then Jesus went a little distance and prayed on his face to his Father about the suffering and sorrow he was going through for the sins of everyone. The next day he would die on the cross as the sinless Lamb of God to save the lost. After praying a while, he found his disciples asleep.
"Are you sleeping, Peter? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?"
This happened again and again. Then on the third time, as he found them sleeping, Jesus spoke to them and they suddenly awoke.
"Look, the time has come, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. See, he is here, the one who is betraying me."
While Jesus was speaking, Judas came, and with him a great crowd of angry people with swords and clubs, all from the chief priests. Judas, the betrayer, gave them a sign and told them earlier,
"Whoever I shall kiss, that same one is he. Hold him fast."
So Judas came to Jesus, saying as he kissed him,
"Master, Master."
"Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?"
Then they came and laid hands on him and took him. Just then Peter drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear.
"Look out, he's got a sword."
And Jesus touched his ear and healed him.
"Do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall at once give me more than 12 legions of angels?"
Then all the disciples forsook Jesus and fled. Yes, someday at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Wouldn't you like to bow your head and pray today and ask Jesus to come into your heart as your Lord and your Savior? Then just pray with me right now. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for your love and dying for my sins. Come into my heart and forgive me for all the wrong things I've done. I thank you for everlasting life and for making me a child of God. Amen.